Hey, thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store.
Right now, you can spring into style and get up to 20% off storewide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months.
Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices storewide.
Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Get up! Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
How you feeling this morning?
Feel good.
Kelly's off today. She's got a couple personal days or something that she's going to be doing. So it's kind of you and I today.
Sweet.
And I was thinking about that. Like, I don't know if we should maybe have a nickname when Kelly's not here. Like, okay. You know, like we're something. We're special. It's like Batman and Robin. That was a pretty big deal.
I'm Batman, though.
Hmm?
I'm Batman.
Why would you be Batman?
Because I'm Batman.
I don't think you look like Batman.
I think I look just like Batman. Are you kidding me?
Then again, I didn't think Ben Affleck looked like Batman either.
Good point.
So it's like Batman and Robin. That's a pretty good one, right?
Yeah.
Bert and Ernie. Who would you be? You'd probably have to be Bert.
Is he the tall, skinny one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that's all angry?
I'm the short, orange one. Andy and Barney.
Yeah. There's a lot
of
who
would you be
things.
On Andy and Barney? Do you know?
Probably Barney, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Thanks.
Bo and Luke?
I know who it is. What's the show? Oh my gosh, Dukes of Hazzard.
Boom.
Is Luke the blonde one with the longer hair?
No, he's the dark-headed one.
Okay, so Bo is the other dude.
I always wanted to be Bo Duke when I had blonde hair.
Well, I guess I'd have to be Bo now since you have no hair.
Well, Luke, I mean, I guess I'd be Uncle Jesse, the old guy. We're getting set for a number of big interviews this morning with Miss Arkansas. So we're going out there, and we're going to be there tomorrow morning live at the Robinson Center. It's Miss Arkansas week. It's a huge deal because so many people from this area are going down there to compete. Mm-hmm. And we've talked to a bunch of them. I mean, half the roster of people down there are Red Wolves dancers, I believe.
That's pretty awesome, though.
We talked to Regan Snell on the phone yesterday, and it was toward the end of the show. It's on the podcast. It was kind of neat, though, because she shadowed me when she was in, like, sixth grade.
Yeah, and full disclosure, behind the scenes on that, all day yesterday, I think Brandon was talking about how much he influenced her and basically how you were the one who got her there.
She said that.
Yeah, she kind of sort of alluded to it, and I thought, you got to be kidding me.
She didn't kind of sort of. She said that when she shadowed me, it encouraged her to go into broadcast journalism. And she could be Miss Arkansas.
You were the influencer of the potential Miss Arkansas.
It's a pretty cool story though, right?
Yeah, that is pretty awesome.
So I was asking her what kind of signal she'll give me from the stage. And she said, if she twirls her hair, that's for me.
Jeez, that is so funny.
So I'll be waiting for that. Our GM told me to be careful with you at Miss Arkansas, though.
What do you mean?
Well, he had an idea. He's concerned about you being there around all these young ladies.
Why is that? Because I'm such a player?
Well, it could be partly because of that. I'll give you full disclosure on that coming up in a few minutes. I don't want to make you feel weird about it.
You're making me feel weird right now.
Let me tell you right now.
I don't know.
He asked me to make sure you didn't dress like a girl.
What is that supposed to mean?
He thought that maybe that if we're going to Miss Arkansas, you would have this idea that you would want to compete. And he wanted to make sure we didn't embarrass the pageant system. And this is a true story. Right hand raise right now.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today is Thursday. It's June the 14th of 2018. Jonesboro police are investigating a situation where a delivery driver was shot Tuesday night on Marshall Street. The delivery driver took himself to St. Bernard's where he was treated for a gunshot wound.
And now it's Jamie Foxx who's been accused of sexual assault. A woman alleges that the actor slapped her with his genitals during a party in Las Vegas in 2002. Jamie Foxx has since denied these allegations.
And Comcast has made a $65 billion bid for Fox's entertainment business, setting up a battle with Disney to become the next mega media company. And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I had lunch with Jake Owen one time on Caraway Road.
Oh, geez.
He was in town to play the fair, and we went out to lunch at a little Mexican restaurant. I think it was, now it's the Subway, the drive-thru Subway.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
But that's where I believe we had lunch.
So you and Jake Owen were hanging out. How was that experience?
It's my first time meeting him, and I was having lunch with him, and I'm weird about eating. Like, you know, it's like, whenever I'm invited to a place, and they're like, oh, we'll have lunch catered for our meeting. I'm like, I don't want to eat in front of people. Yeah, weird about that.
Yeah, you do have an issue with that. You just don't like watching people eat, though, right?
No, or hearing it, or people watching me eat. Yeah. My mother, I was working and eating last night at my little desk in my office area, and my mom comes in. Hey, I have a question. And I'm like, Mom, I didn't say it, but I wanted to say it. Leave me alone, I'm eating.
Give me 5 minutes, I'm eating.
Just let me finish my food.
That's funny.
So, are you good with cars?
Not really.
So, if I were to say, if something broke on your car, could you fix it? The answer would be?
Probably not.
So, reading this deal, and it was kind of making me feel very inadequate. And I don't need help in feeling inadequate most of the time. But they were talking about things that a lot of people can't do with their vehicles, right? So, okay. I was going to test you on this deal. Can you add windshield washer fluid to your vehicle?
Maybe. Probably.
That's okay, so probably. 30% of people say they don't think they could do that. But I think it's kind of obvious. Isn't there like the windshield wiper logo thing on there?
Yeah, but I'm always paranoid I'm going to dump it into the wrong thing.
Like put water in your oil or something like that?
Something stupid, yeah.
Could you actually replace the windshield wipers?
I think I can do that. Yeah, I can do that one.
That can be difficult because I've tried that.
It can. My truck is a challenge, man. It's awful.
Can you jump start your car if the battery's dead?
I can do that. I know for a fact I can do that one.
Only about half of people can do that.
Dang, that's wild.
I don't think my wife could do that.
Really?
I don't think she would know what to do.
So did you kind of freak out right there?
But there's an order to doing it, and if you don't do it in the right order, I don't think it works as well. And sometimes, like, because we had it where we had it out of order, we connected things at different times, and I didn't think that mattered, but I think it really does.
Oh, I never knew that.
So maybe you don't know what you're doing. Could you put the spare on? Like, if you had a flat tire, could you change the tire and put the spare on?
I've done it before, but it's been a long time. I probably could, but it might take me a minute.
On your truck?
Yeah.
Because I've done it on other cars. I've never done it on my car, so I have no idea what
really?
I'm doing.
Really?
Yeah, so could you replace a blown fuse?
Absolutely not.
It's really simple. It's plug and play.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Do you know where your fuse box is?
No clue.
63% of people don't think they could do that. And what about your own oil?
No, gosh, dude. Imagine me trying to change my own oil.
Right. Would you have to have a rack, like one of those racks to lift it up?
No, I mean, you can like get one of those little rolly things or even just like get underneath, then just unscrew the deal and put it in. But there's no way I could do that.
I'm scared of that, too.
Yeah.
67% of people say they don't think they could do that. So I don't feel so bad about that one.
Yeah, that one I don't feel as bad on, but the rest of the stuff, it's like, man, I probably should know how to do that.
Like, what if something happened and you had to do it?
I know.
Like, what if, like, I don't know, because I was going somewhere one time where a fuse, like, fried out as we were driving, and it was an important fuse, like, either killed the instrument panel or something like that. I had to get out, get underneath the panel, and figure out how to change the fuse and replace it. Was something that wasn't as important.
That's awful.
Yeah, it's like, okay, maybe I don't need the sunroof, but I can take that fuse and put it over here.
See, anything electrical like that, forget it. I'm out. Oh, done.
Man. Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
So we alluded to this yesterday on the show. I heard the rumors that Kim Kardashian was flying to Memphis.
Yeah, big deal.
So basically, I tweeted at her hoping she would respond.
That's always the hope.
It sounds kind of dumb, really, right?
Yeah. 80 million followers, and she's going to pick you.
Me. Well, I invited her to dinner, though.
Yeah, well, that is the difference. And a lot of people are demanding stuff. You just want her time.
Yeah, just a few minutes with her.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kim Kardashian flew to Memphis to be a part of an interview with Hoda. Hoda and Alice Johnson. So the deal with Alice Johnson is she is the grandmother who was jailed back in 1996. Mm-hmm. She was a part of a drug ring. She got life in jail.
Yeah.
And the story is that, you know, she's basically been there for a long time. She had a nonviolent record, no other crimes, and maybe she should have got out way before now.
Right.
Kim Kardashian met with Donald Trump, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Kim K flew to Memphis, went to Miss Johnson's home, and did the interview. They're seen in the house together. They're seen where Kim is showing her how to use Snapchat filters.
That's funny.
So all the stuff I was hoping to get to do with Kim Kardashian, Alice Johnson got to do.
All right, well, we got you gossip on Beyonce, and this story blows my mind. So her and her husband, Jay-Z, just started off on the On the Run 2 tour, yep. Right? And a lot of people are speculating that she's actually pregnant.
What?
Can you believe that?
Really?
Yeah, she knew this tour was coming up, but I guess that didn't hold him back. She's been wearing a lot of clothes that are kind of concealing, a lot of jackets, a lot of things that might be covering up the potential baby bump. Uh-huh. And so a lot of people are kind of wondering, well, that's a little bit strange. And apparently they love the number four. This would be baby number four for them. So maybe there's some truth to it. I don't know. It's kind of a wild deal, though, right? As soon as they kick off the tour, she's pregnant.
Yeah, and then having to wear stuff that covers up, the like coats and stuff in the middle of the summer.
Exactly.
That doesn't sound ideal.
No.
That doesn't sound like a Beyonce fashion choice.
Not really.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Got your gossip on Mama June. She was my friend when we were in Panama City Beach, Florida. There's a story out today that she's gained some weight back. If you remember, she lost a ton of weight.
Oh, yeah.
And then was going in to have skin removed and all that kind of stuff. But the story is she's gained some weight back, and she's not real happy about that. But she says she can't exercise anymore because she's essentially gone blind in one eye.
That's awful.
So she can't see to do the exercises that she needs to be able to do. They say she's had issues with her right eye for a long time where she had trouble seeing. She's had multiple surgeries as well. But that it's just gotten to the point where she can't do much more about it.
Man, don't you feel awful for her, though?
I remember her trying to add me on Instagram or Twitter or something like that. And she took my phone.
Uh-huh.
And she put it up to her face to go ahead and like find her own account so she could add, like, she could add herself.
Yeah.
And she had her phone, I'm telling you, maybe an inch and a half from her eye.
Oh, man.
So I've seen it firsthand.
Yeah.
What that was like. But sad story there for Mama June, who's really sweet when we got to know her. So
absolutely.
Of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David's in a better mood than normal.
Man, this has been the best morning we've had in a long time. I'll tell you that. Great morning so far.
I believe that, too. That has nothing to do with the fact that Kelly is now in the car and listening.
Oh, no, no. Uh-uh, nothing.
You guys can call me tomorrow if you want. The final words of Kelly Perry before she left. And I said, Kelly, what will we talk to you about?
I don't know.
So what's the air conditioner on in your car right now, Kelly?
She just wants to be on the radio, even when she's traveling. All right. Now, she did say she put some pressure on you, and she said that as a listener, you better deliver on this bit right here.
Tell me when I don't.
Yesterday.
Wow.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Brandon, I want you to think about this situation. Imagine you're sitting at home. You really don't have any kind of food ready to go. Hmm. Your kid is hungry. Your wife is hungry. You're hungry. Everybody's getting hangry. Bad situation, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I totally get it. Well, there was a 32-year-old woman in Canada who was going through that exact same situation. It was a Monday night. She was kind of thinking, oh my gosh, I have this bad situation with no food, don't know what's going on. And the cops ended up coming to her home after she called 911. Hmm? And the emergency was that the woman and her 10-year-old son were hangry and their pizza was not made fast enough.
Oh my gosh, that's not a good idea.
It wasn't cooked all the way through. And so the police were like, look, you can't be calling 911 over this.
No.
So thankfully, she didn't get arrested. But
really?
There was an interesting situation that happened with the police officer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was kind of talking and, you know, with food being brought up and everything like that, the policeman started talking to his belly button.
He did what?
He started talking to his belly button.
To his belly button.
Yeah. And he said, you're under a vest.
Hey, Kelly, will you come get me, too? Please, I want to go on vacation.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Wow.